Excellent.
Oh, yeah, it's a recorder.
All right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lives of Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
I am Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show. Thanks. And you can follow us on all social media at Lives of Binge. That's across all social media platforms at Lives of Binge, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all the goods, you know, social media stuff.
Where the social is.
Where they'll hack all your information.
Yes, they will. They'll do it greatly.
Manipulate you.
They will greatly hack all your stuff. See last episode for
I listened to that today.
It
was good.
Our episode?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good.
That's because we had a real conversation about some real shit. And people don't do that anymore.
So we'll reiterate that you should do that.
Yeah, you should definitely, well, listen to our episode. But
do it.
Go have conversations with people instead of just ranting angry things online.
Bud Light,
rant away, but do it. Anyway, all that being said, head over to patreon.com/lifesabinge if you want to become a subscriber of our show and help us out financially. You can become a producer like Big Daddy Moneybags or Todd Leroux, Jess Jansen, or Kathy Weintraub. Mm-hmm. Or you can become a couch potato like Mike P, BJ Lawrence, Jared, me, and David, our wonderful patron David, and the honorary bingers as well. Are you artistically taking a photo of your Maker's Mark bottle?
Of course I am.
Excellent. Post it to Life's a Binge Instagram account.
As you should.
At Life's a Binge.
And you saw that I did a new Life's a Binge.
I saw there was a spider?
Spider one, yeah.
Yes.
Give me the password
for
that.
A good spider.
Not
you
like
should
on
have
the air,
it.
But.
You should have it. It's actually. So, yeah, check out our Instagram account. It's a poppin' all the time with cool stuff.
Yeah, I got to get more poppin'. It'd been a little while since I've added a
slow-mo video
in
or something cool.
Yeah, some
right. Something that has nothing to do
with anything.
But right. It's fantastic.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, I'll record like our next bad movie night and
get
it up together.
Yeah. Nice. That's always good.
It's always entertaining.
That's fantastic.
Even a little clip.
It's entertaining to the two of us, so it might be entertaining to other people,
it's
too.
It's entertaining
to
everyone.
You show 55 seconds of like some like movie.
Yeah.
And... It's
magic.
You just cut back and forth. Like, what is this garbage?
Life's a Binge on Instagram. Check it out at Life's a Binge. Mm-hmm. All that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. You know what to do. Take a big old breath right now. Life's a Binge.
Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What is up, my dudes?
Summer's over.
Officially?
Well, at SeaWorld it is.
For you.
Well,
when's fall start?
We still have weekends.
We still have weekends, but...
Oh, it's weekends only.
So that means I only have hours on weekends.
Oh, when school goes... School starts back on the 21st. So Monday, when this comes out, school's back in session.
Yeah, which doesn't seem right.
August 21st.
It should be starting in September.
I went to school in August many times.
I think mine started in September.
Right,
almost always.
I always felt like September. That's when you go back to school. Go back to school.
Because if it started in September, it means it was starting like right at my birthday.
When would you get out of school?
A major bummer.
When do you end school?
Like
end of June?
June. Yeah.
Middle of June? Beginning of June?
Beginning, I thought.
Beginning.
It's got to be the beginning. Because you actually have a summer break. It's like around 3 months.
First week. End of the first week.
So like most of June, July, most of August.
It was always the end of the first week, which is bullshit. It should have just ended like wherever June starts because no kid... age, I don't know, 7 to 18, is paying attention in that very last week of school.
Right.
Just like it's June is summertime. June is summertime.
Yep.
Stop in May.
Yeah.
Hard stop.
You know,
end of May, June, July, August are summer break, and then back to school in September.
3 months of summer.
Yeah.
Full three.
On NPR.
One quarter of
not
the
two
year.
And 3 weeks.
Yeah,
they were talking about the way that we divide up our school seasons, school years, and
how a lot of it used to be because it was harvest time, and so the kids needed to harvest. And then it became very expensive to use air conditioning for all the schools during the summer. So that's another reason why they would take the summers off.
I didn't know that.
There was just several different things that came into play because they're talking about mixing it up and changing the school day. Mm-hmm. You know, they're saying kids need more sleep. Later in the day.
I saw a weird, never going to happen proposal from like some random person on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like, this should be a standardized calendar and it should look like this. And it's 13 months and they're all 28 days. And the first is always the Sunday and the last day is always this.
Stop.
Day. And,
no.
Right. And I was like, I see what you're doing in theory,
but that has nothing to do with the.
It would be the exact same thing. 364 calendar days on the 13 months, and then there's one extra day, which is New Year's Day, and it's the 365th day of the year, and that's always New Year's Day, that 365th day, and so that's anyway. And I was like, this is a cool idea, except for when's your birthday, BJ?
July.
Not anymore. July doesn't exist because that's not.
There's no July. Now your birthday's in Smarch. Lousy Smarch weather.
That's funny.
And so I was like, that's why it won't work. Unless you literally like, okay, everyone, hard reboot. Starting now.
It's like when they redid
you'd have to go backwards and do the math for everybody so they can figure out when they
should
celebrate
whatever. Which
would be easy.
You just plug it into a computer and find out.
But people are lazy. Right. They don't want to do that.
They redid the Zodiac signs. And it was like, you were a Leo. Now
didn't they cancel that? They got rid of the 13th sign or something?
Maybe.
I think
maybe
they did.
So. But I haven't heard about it in a while. Do you remember
the
that?
Zodiac.
Like it was
they
like
no. added a sign
like a year or two ago.
Zodiac.
No,
and they shortened.
And then they were like,
the
"Yeah, from now on." Yeah.
I missed that completely.
And they moved all the dates around. So it's like,
what?
Yes, whatever.
Why? So everyone's like, "Wait, I was a Cancer, and it made sense for me, but now I'm this weird 13th symbol,
and now I don't know what my personality is."
Yes, people are losing their mind.
Yeah, are you guys into that astrology at all? You like read horoscopes?
You know,
I think it's fun. Like a fortune cookie's fun.
Yeah.
I'm definitely willing to admit there's a lot about it that I have no idea about, except I like the idea that there is some kind of science and logic behind
cosmic significance.
Yeah, just when you think about the effect that the moon has on our Earth,
that's how I believe in it too. So, right. That there's some forces of something.
Yeah, and that the
affecting people.
Yeah, and I can't connect the dots of somebody smart enough to be able to read the planet's alignment and tell you what that's going to mean in an actual real way.
I just wanted to gauge the room before I said it was crap.
It's funny. Because
like Mercury's in Gatorade or some shit, and that explains why you're an asshole right now. Like, no, stop. Like, come on.
But honestly, dude, can you? You can't
I know the real word. I just don't care enough.
That's what makes it fun.
But you don't. You can't like. Like prove it's bullshit. Like
no, I can't. Yeah, which is why it works. That's why people can make it work. Well, I can't prove that it's crap.
But it's also funny because like I could print out the thing for Scorpio and hand it to you and be like, "Here, read this. Does this describe you? I bet it does." And you'd be like, "Actually, I am this.
I do love ice cream."
And then I'm like,
"All loose enough."
And what sign are you? I'm a Capricorn. Well, that's for Scorpio. I tricked you
because all of the descriptions are loose enough to fit just about. Freaking anybody.
Yeah, it's not your Hogwarts house, people. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that's very different. Which are way more accurate. I might add. Way more accurate.
And you wonder if it's like self-fulfilling
it is.
Prophecies.
That you read it.
All of us Cancers are sensitive. Or is it? You never know.
Well, because think about when people are exposed to that. You're relatively young. Right. Probably the first time you hear about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you read those, you're like,
you're
oh,
a
yeah.
Cancer. Look,
like I used to read the horoscope every day when I was a kid. Because back in my day, when you're on the toilet, you had to read a newspaper.
Yeah, you read the comics.
And I read literally everything in the newspaper until there was nothing else worth reading. I'm like, all right, got to look at the horoscope now. And then I just got used to reading it, and I got into it.
I'd get like the first comic, then I'm done.
And then I grew up. I'm like, this.
You're
dumb.
Taking really short dumps.
Boom. Big bang. It's all business.
It is not
in
a big.
Out.
It is not a big job.
Is it big bang?
It's a little job.
Love it.
Dang it, it's gone. Now.
We were saying, what's up? Yeah. Ooh, I have something. What's up? So I'm gonna play this whole thing. It's very short. It's 46 seconds long. So in one of my fantasy leagues with Casey Gardner and Mike Bissett. And then we have a guy named Mark, and he loses a lot. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where he got this video, but I'm going to play this real quick.
Okay.
This is Hunter Henry from the Los Angeles Chargers.
What's up, Legal Terms Fantasy Football League? Just want to wish you guys a good luck on the upcoming fantasy football year. It's coming up on us soon, man. I'm excited about it. I know you guys are excited. I hear there's a number of Charger fans in the league. So thank you for support. Thanks for being behind the Bolts, man. We're rearing up and getting ready to go. I just want to let you guys know it's finally Mark's year to win. Casey, no chance, man. Steve, you need to keep the draft day drinking in check. Watch it, big boy. And also, big time congrats to future dad Jared, man. But anyways, hope you guys have a great fantasy football year. Enjoy it, have fun, and bolt up, man.
That is dope.
That's super dope. So,
we talk mad shit in this league in like the best of ways,
right?
Like, and it's always like trying to one up by like, ooh, I'm gonna post a video and I'll put like myself on a green screen.
So somebody and, like, led with that,
and so Mark this year somehow
I don't know how
he knows or how he got it or whatever, but anyway, he got Hunter Henry, professional tight end for the Los Angeles Chargers, to call us out on our league.
That is,
and he posted that shit on the page today, and we're like, what the frick, dude?
Mark, I don't know you, man, but if you listen to this, that is a big flex, dude.
Yeah,
well done.
I posted the gif of Hulk Hogan dropping the mic, and I'm like, we're done. That's perfect.
That's the end of the trash talk for this year.
You just won this one.
There's an app on your phone where you can – you can basically commission celebrities to do messages like that.
Really?
So it's probably that app. I can't remember it off the top of my
head. Well, in the corner of it, it says Cameo.
Yeah, that's it. Cameo.
But still, the fact that he did it, that's baller as hell.
That's a baller like, move. So, I dig that.
And the fact that Hunter Henry's
Mark,
cool I'm enough to like
that move.
Like call it out and like read it. I'm
my
like,
one thought was like,
well, yeah, no, that,
who
I mean,
knows
basically
what,
if the celebrity signs up on
so
Cameo,
they're already on the app.
They're on Cameo,
right.
And they post their price basically,
right.
So you pony up whatever their price is, ranges from like, I mean, low-end celebrities will do it like for $40, high-ends
I don't
for like
absolutely worth it.
I don't
whatever,
care
but,
if he paid
yeah.
10 cents
it, yeah.
I was like, this is the most baller thing that's ever happened in this league.
That is so fucking good.
I was thinking, do you know what Hunter Henry looks like?
Because
mm-hmm. like
yeah.
That's in the NFL, it's like you don't know as well. Like,
I've seen his face. That is
but
him,
so. That is definitely him. So,
I was saying ooh. We could just say it was somebody, but
right.
It's super duper cool.
I was just like,
I was trying to think like who I could get from my league, because I'm now the only 3-time champion
nice.
In the league that I run.
Oh wow!
And I usually don't talk too much trash, but like I gotta.
You gotta say
I gotta
something.
Flex that.
Right.
I gotta flex
gotta
that. Three
say,
times, guys. Come on.
Something.
Come on. I was barely trying last year.
Oh.
I was way more focused on Jared's league, which
yeah.
I lost it.
It was good times. So, yeah, I was like, good on you, Mark. That's good times.
That's awesome.
And then, like, I like how he called, you know, it's Mark's turn to win. Casey, you suck. And because at the draft, we don't buy into the league. There's not a buy-in. Mm. But the champion – we always do it at a restaurant, and the champ doesn't pay for anything, so they always like, order, give me a double, give me a double. That's why he's like, and Steve, don't drink too much at the draft.
That's funny.
And then he called. He said, congrats to me. So thanks, Hunter.
Thanks, Hunter.
Thanks, yay. Man.
I don't care if you got paid or not. It's dope as hell.
That's really
go
cool.
Win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
What else? Oh, my voice might sound a little off. It's dry and weird, and I'm a little hoarse, like a pony. Well, that's about it with me. We got our blood test back. Everything is negative as far as bad news goes.
Good.
So total healthy, and it's a boy.
Aww,
now they can tell just from the blood.
Boy.
DNA, baby.
Interesting.
DNA.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that it's wrong, and then we'll find out official when they
you know people are going to be like,
look at it.
You let the baby decide for itself what it's going to be.
It's true, but I mean, they can decide that when it's old enough to know what that means.
The nuances of gender. And
yeah, exactly.
Sexuality.
If it decides it wants to be a girl, or it believes it's a girl, or what have
I like,
you, bring it on.
The idea that like you choose your parents,
right?
Like kind of like in a really abstract way. I kind of dig that, get behind it, but at the same time, like
not so much. Yeah,
just you don't.
Yeah. So when it's a infant/toddler, it will probably be wearing overalls and shorts and not dresses, I'm guessing. Because,
I mean,
yeah.
I knew girls that wore overalls.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Either way.
Well, and if I get a hand-me-down dress, it's probably going to wear a dress because it's going to shit all over itself and I'm going to need some clothes.
And yeah, you're one, so enjoy the poop.
I want my dress.
Yeah, why not?
Why did they let you wear that?
Who cares? Bring it on. But yeah, it's a boy and it's healthy.
Awesome.
That's what's up.
We had a baby, it's a boy. Well, almost.
Right.
We're going to have a baby.
Exactly.
We're going to have a baby, it's a boy.
Deep cut.
That's good times. What's up with you guys?
I did what I always say that I won't do. Every year I say, I'm not going to do this. And every year I do it.
Heroin.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Back on the H, guys. Big time.
I said not again.
I said I'm never going to do it.
Didn't want to announce it here. Thank you, BJ.
I said I wasn't going to do
it.
That's
the way it goes. No, I did two weddings back to back this weekend. I did a wedding on Friday and a wedding on Saturday. And they were both huge, big, fancy weddings.
Oof.
And I'm still catching up. Still tired from it. It was cool though, and I specifically wanted to highlight the first one because BJ and I were talking about this in the car on the way over. One of the woman who got married on Friday's wedding is a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Word.
And I want to talk about speeches. If you're giving a speech, if you're giving a speech at somebody's wedding,
yep.
Unless you are funny,
right?
Don't try to be funny.
Don't write jokes.
Because the best man at that wedding gave a speech for the ages,
like one from the heart type. Yeah,
it was both. Like it was like he was funny. It was, but it was from the heart. It was like the perfect balance of
put a little
like,
work into it, but didn't seem too rehearsed.
Obviously, put work into it, but didn't look like he was like trying to hit the beat specific. Blah blah blah. Like he knew what he was gonna say, but he's obviously a former theater kid because he mentioned that in the speech too.
Yep.
But it was just so good. And it was clear that he's like, I want to write something kind of funny, but I want to make sure that my friends understand that I love them and this and that, whatever.
Right.
And the bride's best friend, who was the maid of honor, tried to do something similar, but without any of those chops. And it was just because people do this thing where they want to riff on their friend a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But most people can't do that in a way that's deft enough to sound sincere. Without making it sound like they kind of hate this thing or this aspect of their friend.
Yeah.
Right.
So she did it and the girl's mom did it where they're like, well, you know her, like she's kind of a handful and she can be kind of particular. And it each of them went on too long on the topic to where it didn't sound like it was like a harmless kind of thing where it sounded like kind of a thing that you just kind of hate about her. I was like, why do people feel the need to do this if you can't
roast,
do it?
Roasted you.
Right? Like don't roast people at their wedding. Like just say something nice. Like,
yeah.
Cheers to the bride and groom. I'm super I'm so happy for you guys.
Met Steve. I knew that
I've
was
known
gonna
Steve
be,
for a long time. I've known Jen since she was, you know, 10 or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They've always wanted a person just like Jenna, just like Steve, and now they've got it. Couldn't be happier.
Right.
It's so generic, but it's like it works every time. And it's good, and the audience loves it.
Remember when you wet your pants?
Like, you're not Red fucking Skelton. Like, calm the fuck down.
Who's got the picture of him in the bathtub?
Yeah, I would see that.
Look
right
at him.
Now.
This is
wait.
This
and now
is
let me
12.
Take 7 minutes to pull it up on this phone that nobody can see. Like,
true.
Sorry, I just can't anymore with the bad speeches. I can't.
True.
With the bad speeches already.
And the problem is that 80% of them every season are like that.
Yeah.
Like, because most people just can't get up in front of a group of people and speak not just eloquently, but, you know, quick to the point.
That's because
most
people can't get up and speak in front of people.
At all.
Period.
At all.
And then they're like, oh, wait, I have to say something about my best friend.
Right.
Oh, no, I better have a couple drinks first. Oh, no, I better.
Yeah.
I'm going to think back to my slumber. Oh, remember the slumber party when you shit your pants?
And then they cling to one thing thinking it's hilarious.
Right. And it's like,
not.
No, just like if you're not going
to
write it down and read it off cards and you're not a like public speaker.
So, yeah, just be nice to your friends, guys.
Exactly.
Just be nice.
So
that's my weekend.
Here's a question before we get to BJ's what's up.
Sure.
When you're doing a wedding, I imagine people want to see like a little sample like right then and there at the end of the evening. How many pictures abouts do you give them? Does it just depend on how many you take and whatever?
I very rarely do it same day.
Oh, okay.
If they're like, if they're really cool, and I mean like really cool, I'm like, I'll get home and because I get home, I'm fucking beat.
Right.
And the last thing you want me to do is like be half-assed like looking through photos to like try and find something that I like. Like I should be sharp when I'm doing that. But if they're really awesome, I'll send them like Because in my and
like
the other
10
thing
or
is,
so of like
well, the other thing yeah. is in my mind, like I know it's I know what is fantastic.
Right.
Like I posted one the very next day because I knew that one was gonna be awesome. It was like the if you saw my Instagram, it's like he's dipping her for the first kiss and there's like fucking flower confetti everywhere and it looks amazing. And I knew that beforehand. I was like, I know that that picture is going to be one that I give to them, so I'll just find it immediately. And then I didn't touch the wedding for 3 days.
Nice.
I didn't look at it again until today. Usually the next day, though, if they're like nice people, I'll send them like 10 or so.
Right.
Yeah.
That are like very lightly touched up at all? Just like,
yeah.
Or
no,
just
I'll do a little.
Or...
I'll color correct them. Yeah. And I'll, if they're on, if I want them in black and white, I'll throw them in black and white. But yeah. I'll do like exposure adjustments and stuff like that, just so that they look at least close to what the final thing will look like.
That's awesome.
But I don't go crazy just because I got other shit to do.
Because I imagine two back-to-back Friday, Saturday, you're like, here's your fucking picture.
So, yeah, the one well, so the one from Friday was like, when are we going to get our photos? And I'm like, when I get to it.
Yeah.
Like, and she asked me for – so she asked me for a couple. And so there were, like, four of them. She's like, oh, do you have a couple more, like, with just me and him? I'm like, all right. And, I'm trying to, like, get them done because I have two in a row. So I'm trying to just pick out the good ones for both of them so I can get it done. I was like, you know, when you ask me to, like, stop and pick, like, things that I really, really like, it slows down the entire process. Like, they'll come to you faster if you just shut the fuck up and wait for them to get there.
On your contract, what's your standard turnaround time?
So for me,
30 days-ish.
Me personally, I say, discover my ass, I say 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
The studio I work with says 7 to 10 days.
Yeah,
which is really fast.
Because I would think it's a standard really amount is like 30 days ish.
A month
after.
Is
yeah, a month
good.
After.
A month is reasonable.
And if you don't get them after that, it's like, where's my shit?
And I'll for a long time I tell people, especially during the busy season, I was like, it can take up to 6 weeks just because I'm doing a lot of these and I don't want to half-ass.
Right.
Because I'm not half-assing the part when I'm here, so I want to half-ass the part when I'm at home working on it too. So I want to make sure I give that equal attention.
Right.
Which is hard to do when you're doing
a lot.
In a row.
Word.
They're like, just send to me all of them. I'll look through them all. Like,
yeah, you'll look through all 3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the one where you're like, making a weird blinky face and like sneezing at the same time.
When the
like,
problem with that is,
do you want that
we've
one?
Had people who've asked, well, can you just give me all of them? Give me all of them. I was like, if I give you all of them, like it degrades your experience of actually looking at them.
Correct.
Because you don't know what's good.
Right.
Like I hate to say it, but
true.
you don't know.
Right.
Like you don't know what the best one is. Like you'll look at 9 kind of similar images and be lost.
Yep.
I can just pick the best one.
Well, and then there's the one weird one where you're making that weird face and you're like, ugh, why did he take this one?
Yeah, why did he even take this picture?
Why'd you take this picture? It's like, do you not know how this
milliseconds
works?
Milliseconds. That's how this works.
Do you not know how this works?
You breathed or farted or something and you made that face.
Goodness. People are dumb.
Yeah, but thankfully most people are reasonable and they understand. Like, well, yeah, 900 to 1,000 pictures are more than enough. I don't need to see all the extra chaff.
That's right.
You know,
cool.
What's up with you, Pete?
Good news. He's got a check in the mail for
money,
$1,500. And I was like, what? And it was from the Sharp Surgical Center.
Hey,
they're sending you money.
Yes.
They prepaying you for your surgery?
Well, you know, I got this other surgery, this look into my bladder, which cost
money.
$1,900.
Right.
it cost everything.
Yes.
Like the whole deductible.
Yep.
So, but my guess is that they ordered that like a week after I had gone in for the first time. And he's like, I need to do this again. We'll do it next week. Mm-hmm. And then so the insurance didn't have a time to catch up with it. And so we got billed for like everything, and then
paying you back for what you shouldn't have paid for.
Got
right,
it.
Nice.
Yeah, which is great because we assumed that. Now I don't know if that means that. I mean, it's going to get spent most likely anyway. But with the hip surgery
on the next surgery, right?
Kind of like, but
it
hey.
At least makes it feel like the system isn't trying to just destroy you.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, in fact, I'm like, oh. It was only supposed to be $300. That's way more reasonable than $2,200.
That's going to be your world very soon.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are correct.
You're maxing everything.
Yeah. Last time we spent close to $6,000 to not have a kid.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Good old US of A healthcare, baby. Ooh. And I have benefits from the federal government.
That's after insurance.
Wow.
Out of your pocket.
Out of pocket. Yeah. It's like $6,000. I want to say it was probably more to not have a kid.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You think it'll be more than it will be to have a kid?
No. Well, see, here's the problem. Oh, man, you guys got me going now. Uh-oh. So here's the deal. Because our due date's February, all these doctor visits we're going to and having to pay for whatever we have to pay for, which is not all of the visit, but some of it, because it only covers 70/30 or something like that. Even though I thought that all prenatal stuff was completely taken care of, but apparently I'm mistaken in that sense.
Wouldn't it be nice?
But anywho, so say we hit our whatever it is per her. It's like, I don't know, 13,000 or something like that for the year, like out of pocket max.
Mm-hmm.
Say we hit that in December. Guess what happens in January?
Starts all
that resets. So then we have to pay another $13,000. Out of pocket, max for the year. So we're probably going to end up paying buku dollars.
She got pregnant in January, dude.
Baby. We were trying.
Yeah, you were.
The whole time.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my concerns. I was like, this better be in the same calendar year as the not even for me.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Because otherwise you'll hit your out-of-pocket max, and then like, ooh, we're gonna schedule that for January 2nd.
Yeah. So when I get the next one, I'm gonna get my shoulders, my knees, or all of it.
Exactly. Get it all done.
Get all done.
Max out, baby.
Yep. Yeah. Be bionic.
Yeah.
We can rebuild.
It sucks. Anything else?
That's about it. Summer's over, and at SeaWorld. And so it's a slow.
Now you
down.
Got your cardboard sign. We'll play music for food.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I just got $1,500, so I'm gonna be set.
Yeah.
That sounds like a paycheck. So next month
I'm gonna be laying back.
So right. Getting your disability
sipping
check.
Sipping coconuts.
Yep. The coconuts.
Oh, good time. Mikey, you want to say anything for what's up? Or?
Let's get this thing moving.
That's
he's sick of our jaw boning.
This just in.
He wants to hear the news.
Reservation Blank.
Remember
Isn't
last
everybody
week?
Sick of our jaw boning?
Maybe. So last week we talked about The Hunt.
Yes.
Do we remember this?
Yes.
Correct.
The Hunt has been scrapped.
I saw that.
Did it ever really exist?
It existed. I saw the trailer.
I'm just saying.
You saw the trailer
it was
in the
happening.
Theater.
No, well, I saw a movie poster in the theater.
Oh, really?
It was happening. It was going to theater.
I'm just saying. I saw a movie trailer for a bunch of stuff that doesn't exist.
We got a little blurb about this.
I mean, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who would
benefit. So did we ever find out whether like it was the Republicans that were the hunters shooting the liberals? Or no, it was the other way around.
Yeah.
The liberals were the hunters shooting the Republicans. Okay.
So I did look into it. There were a lot more like not like famous Republican talking heads, but some like Republican like bloggers and stuff like that. They were like, oh, this is bullshit. So apparently the backlash was big enough, coupled with the timing of like, you know, mass shootings.
Right.
And the I'll read you the exact quote. Sources say the studio leadership was reluctant to cave to the outrage of those who have not seen the finished film, but the mass shootings changed the calculus, rendering what studio sources believe was a biting satire into a project so toxic it wasn't worth the headaches. Blumhouse, or Jason Blum himself, is said to have been on board with the decision to scrap it for now and move forward. So that doesn't mean it'll never ever come out.
It's I'm just sure
it
will.
But it ain't coming out anytime soon.
It's shelved.
It'll come out some point. Or even if it's like
a DVD release.
Bootleg. Yeah, right. Like I've got a copy of it, but it's like on purposely, you know, kind of released on a low level.
Netflix original.
Right.
Yeah. They'll buy it. They'll buy anything.
Did Netflix put on that Seth Rogen movie?
Yep.
Was it Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, the
interview?
The interview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they put it out first, but I know that they did grab it.
I think
it.
I watched that on Google Play.
I never watched it. I heard it was funny, though.
It was funny.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I laughed.
PJ?
I didn't watch it. I think I started to watch it.
Yeah. Not watch it.
Hey, Kim Jong-un.
CBS and Viacom have reconciled and are re-merging. If
what?
You didn't know that CBS and Viacom
they
used
de-merged?
To be one company,
huh.
They demerged. I want to say this was 9 years ago or something.
I mean, it seems like those two were always together. It seemed like lately,
but they're getting back together.
getting the gang back together.
And does that affect anything at all other than some rich guy's pocket?
It does.
Okay. Like what?
Star Trek. Supposedly, total creative control of Star Trek is going to stay in the hands of the television division.
Oh.
Which means that if there are any future Star Trek films, they will probably follow the continuity of Discovery.
Interesting. Well, there will be a Star Trek film because Tarantino's handed one.
Supposedly.
Right.
I don't know how. I haven't checked. I meant to check up and see. Damn it. Bad news, man. I was supposed to check and see if that was going to still go through, but we'll find that out for next time.
Yeah, no, it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow. So.
Yeah. As of today.
Yeah.
Disney is exploring a sequel to the live-action Aladdin already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who saw it? Anybody?
I did.
And? Eh.
I liked it.
There are things to not... I don't want to say hate about it. That's inaccurate. I didn't hate the movie.
Right.
I nothinged the movie. But there are things about it to not be like, that's bad. There are things about it that I liked. Like, I liked... Jafar's motives are a little bit more fleshed out. Mm-hmm. And to be like a real person as a villain, like you have to have fleshed out motives. You can't just be like, like a mustache twirling
right.
evil guy, because it's harder to buy when it's a real person. So that part I liked. I liked, honestly, Will Smith was not the worst part of it as the genie.
Are they going to call the sequel Jasmine and have it be a more fleshed out her movie? Because I heard this one was basically her movie anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe they just focus more on her because she was kind of the breakout of the
Aladdin
movie.
Was kind of anyway.
Right.
And
so
yeah, she's now a breakout star.
So maybe focus it on her more?
She's going to be in Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. True story. Which is Nick.
She's
is
fine.
She is super
she's
fine.
She's fine.
Super fine. Speaking while we're on the Disney train, the pricing for Disney Plus is out.
Ooh.
Let me guess.
I thought they already announced that.
$10.99.
Maybe they did.
Cheaper.
I don't know.
I thought it was
$7.99.
I thought it was supposed to be $4.99.
Oh.
Really?
What I'm talking about is the Disney Plus package.
There's a package.
Which also gets you ESPN Plus.
Now we're talking another language.
And Hulu.
Okay.
Wow.
I already have Hulu.
For $12.99.
Oh,
so I can add Disney.
I was
going
to go 20 for that. So
Disney, Hulu, ESPN, $12.99.
Dude, that's amazing.
Now, are there commercials on all of these? Probably.
Yes.
It'll be the ad-supported version of Hulu, but they haven't spoken to what it will be for ESPN or for Disney Plus.
Boo.
ESPN, because you're going to stream.
Well, I don't
ESPN.
Care. Yeah, if it's ESPN,
you're going to watch.
I don't watch ESPN anything anyway.
I watch ESPN.
Maybe like Monday.
Like the odd occasion when there's
no, they
a game.
Have Sunday Night Football now. Whatever.
It seems like they don't even have
SportsCenter
on like they used to.
Subreddit
SportsCenter
streams.
Close to. Like,
it
honestly,
used to be so great. Like it was must-see TV.
It was.
Yeah, because they'd show you actual highlights, and this is what happened today in sports.
ESPN.
And now it's like, yo,
tractor pull.
Douchebag, did you fucking agree with me about this bullshit?
Yeah,
guess what? I'm going to yell at you because I think that Mike Trout's better. Well, I think that Bryce Harper's better, so fuck you. And that's an hour worth of ESPN.
In 2014.
That's like 3 hours, and then there's like a half an hour of like
right.
SportsCenter.
Oh, and by
like,
the way,
the
no, it's exactly. In 2014, ESPN gutted all the like great journalism that they had, and now it's all just like what Jared was just saying.
Fucking
horse. That's all
it
is.
It is
it's
bullshit.
A bunch
God,
of
I hate it.
But that package is going to get a lot of people on board.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
I wonder what that's going to do to the Hulu subscribers that are already Hulu subscribers.
Are they going to like drop Hulu and pick up the package?
Or are they going to like, oh, since you're just Hulu, you can now have it for the new cheap price of Hulu that Disney's going to. Or they're just going to be like,
I
we're not going to say anything.
Is there a newer, cheaper Hulu?
We have Hulu through Spotify, which Lindsay has from like a student deal. So it's like. I think it's for like $9 we get Spotify and Hulu.
I have Hulu from my pocket. Wink, wink, wink.
Ah.
So I pay for the no commercials.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
I think he does have commercials. That's what he's telling
he
us
does.
With a wink.
Right. That's it.
I got in on there. What was there? They had a promotional deal. I think it was black.
It was something like for the year you paid like.
Yeah, it was $12 for the year, so a dollar a month.
Oh, wow.
That's, yeah.
But it's commercials, but I'm in Hulu for a year, so yeah,
I've been paying like $5.99.
I remember when Hulu was free.
I remember that too. I remember.
And it was on your computer.
I remember. Yeah.
But
oh,
you could log into the internet from your PlayStation.
Yeah.
And watch
it.
TV.
Yep. Oh man, so, good times.
Yeah, the times they have changed.
This is kind of like a warm feel good story, which we sorely need in these dark, dark times. Tiffany Haddish has a new Netflix series. Hmm. Comedian Tiffany Haddish. I don't know if those of you know don't know.
Yes.
She had a Netflix special, 2017, I think it was, called She Ready, which is very funny if you haven't seen it. And she's gonna have a TV show called They Ready, and she has pulled for the show a lot of comedians that she came up with in comedy who
nice.
Are relatively, I won't say unknown because some of them haven't seen in other things, but most of them are not. Like none of them are mainstream. Mm-hmm. Which I just think is really cool.
Like, seems like it's a thing
it's
with
a really
comics.
Cool thing to do.
She was the one that was pulled up by Kevin Hart, right?
Is that
right?
All I read about that was that he loaned her $300 when she was totally broke. Hmm. I don't know if he like pulled her up. Pulled
well, I thought
up.
He like took her under his wing, like, yeah. put her as an opener
maybe.
On the show.
Right, yeah,
oh,
took her on tour.
Stuff,
yeah.
I didn't research further into it because that's the blur of the thing.
But I think that's how she got her big break. I think
the whole like, you know, all right, I'm here, so I gotta get other people here too.
Which is what should happen. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm famous. I'm going to make a movie.
Was like
who
loaded.
Wants to be in my movie?
I didn't forget about you.
Right.
Like, Seinfeld was loaded with all these old comedians and stuff. And same with like Louis C.K. and all these things. It's cool.
Right.
I dig it.
I love it.
Yep.
I heard a story about Tiffany Haddish, how she would like leave her voice memo recording in her purse and leave it behind in auditions. And then she walked back in like 30 minutes later and be like, oh, I forgot my purse. And then like
that is
listen
oh,
to like
fan.
Listen to like them be racist Fantastic. About like, oh, we thought she'd be more urban or we thought she'd be.
Oh, man.
To the point where like one person said something along the
that
lines of like.
That ninja can dance. Can
something along the lines of like, oh, she's not right. We should just change it to a white girl. Something along those lines. Yeah.
Wow.
I heard that on Dax Shepard's
Baller
podcast.
Baller move, though.
So I don't know how true that is. But
That's George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Yes. She left the recorder in the purse.
Yeah, that's right.
And then went back into the audition room to be like,
I like that.
Interesting.
Let's
see what
cool.
these fucking racist assholes said about me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And finally, in I can't believe not is happening, but did happen. A promotional campaign for Space Jam 2 is, I don't want to say failing miserably, but causing a bit of a stir in Brooklyn. Apparently, they painted a Looney Tunes mural over a relatively popular neighborhood basketball court in a Brooklyn neighborhood. But the paint that they used is too slippery to play basketball on safely.
Nice. Is it LeBron James? Who's the best? Who's Michael Jordan's part?
It's
Jordan,
I think so.
Dude, he's coming back, baby.
No, it's not Jordan.
He's
LeBron.
Never retired.
It's LeBron. On the mural, it's like, you know, bugs and tats and blah, blah, blah. I just think that's fantastic. Like, how.
Skeet, skeet, skeet. Are the dogs scratching in the door?
The dog's scratching, yes. Yeah.
Those
the dog wants in the room.
Too bad.
But who. Who okayed this? And then just like, yo, we'll just put whatever on there that we want. It's fine. Like, well, talk to someone who paints, I don't know. Actual
use,
basketball
or
courts.
Use chalk.
Right, right, right.
Use chalk. There are chalk artists in the world.
That's stupid. It's so dumb.
Yay, marketing.
it's so stupid. Oops. Oh, man, that makes me happy.
And that's the news, gents.
And that's the way it was.
We do have a movie review. I just don't have it in front of me. But we are going to listen to Maddie Warburton talk to us right now. Now.
And now another.
So when I was at the movie the other day,
yes,
I went to Hazard Center, which is where we always go,
mm-hmm.
and they have the D box, you know, the 4D.
Oh yeah,
movie
where
thing.
Yeah. Vibrates your chair, and
right?
All, yeah.
Which I think is.
Have you done it?
Moves the chair.
I have done it. I can't. I was trying to remember what movie we did it for.
I heard it's fun.
Oh, I say it was like Hunger Games 2 or something like
Jurassic
that.
Jurassic World?
A long time ago.
I want to do it.
That might make that watchable.
Yeah.
And so they had two of them in the lobby, and there were two kids in it, and the kid just kept playing it over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
And it was Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
And it was just because So we're standing in line trying to get a beer, waiting to go in to see the movie we're going to go see. And I heard the jingle from fucking Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw 10 times. And I wanted to turn out, stop doing that!
I'm really curious to hear what Matt has to say about it because
yeah,
I am...
It's gonna
be
fun.
No shame in saying that I like the Fast and Furious movies for what they are.
What's not to like?
They're just stupid fun.
There's nothing not to
and
like.
And once it changed, once like, I think it was five. I think five was like, we're not this car racing movie. It was probably four. But we're not this car.
I think you're right.
We're not this car racing movie anymore.
Yeah.
Now we're this team of like.
We're basically superhuman.
stealthy spies that are on secret missions to save the Earth.
Yeah.
But we drive cars cool.
Yeah.
Like, and yep. I'm like, yeah, bring that on all day, every day.
Yeah.
And so I'm just curious how much car is in this movie as opposed to this is just a stupid action movie.
I mean, the preview was pretty car light.
Right. Yeah. Because it's not, they're making it known it's not a fast movie. This is not a Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah. Right.
It's a buddy cop movie.
Fast Presents.
Ish. But they're not buddies.
Or cops.
No. They're rivals, yeah, but they have to come together.
Isn't there a word for that?
I don't
They're frenemies.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious. I love The Rock and
it's
I love
how,
Jason Statham, so bring
Deadpool him. And the other dude, the arm, Cable, got together. They were enemies, but
That's
now,
right.
now became friends.
There you go.
There you go.
You are correct. Did you see it, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
You saw Hobbs and Shaw?
I've seen it. And the movie is light on the car stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when they do the car stuff, it's pretty freaking awesome.
But see, that's what I'm curious about because the reason it shouldn't be a car movie is because none of the car guys
none
are
the
there.
Car
like,
are in
yeah.
it.
Like, I don't know which one's Hobbs and which one's Shaw, but The Rock doesn't drive cars good in the movies. He's just like. He's just like, I'm the good FBI
the
agent.
Have second billing? Come on. Jerry.
But I'm just saying, he's just the FBI yeah. guy that can handle himself behind the wheel, yeah. but he's not like...
He's not Baby Driver.
He's not jumping cars out of buildings. Like, that's what the yeah. car team does. That's right, what yeah. the Vin Diesel guys
he
do.
He can break a cast.
And Jason Statham also right. not... yeah, daddy's got to go to work. Best scene ever.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
it's fantastic. I love it every single time. But like Jason Statham, also not a car guy in those movies, so it makes sense for them not to be like.
Yeah,
and now we're gonna drive cars good. So anyway, I'm curious. I want to see it.
I'll probably see it.
I bet it's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
It's
yeah.
gotta be fun.
I'll see. It
I've been
for $5.
Hoping to see some of the later Fast and Furiouses on streaming.
Have you not seen the one where he breaks his cast yet?
Only that scene.
God,
I saw
sent
the scene
it to you
YouTube.
Over and over again.
I've seen that scene.
That's because I sent it to you.
I've seen the scene, but I haven't seen that movie.
Daddy's got it.
They're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun.
It's perfect.
Rock movies. I can't think of a rock movie that I've been like.
But you can't like.
It's not even a rock movie. He's like very sub-character in the movies. That's the whole beef.
Yeah.
Well, as
well,
I can tell you later.
Not anymore,
well, this one, right. But that's the reason this movie exists, because they like Vin Diesel and him hate each other. Yeah.
You have to really not think about it, though, BJ. You have to not. You can't think about it for a second.
Done and done.
You can't think about it for a second. Then you're like, wait, what?
It's just awesome.
Yeah.
Watching Paul Walker get out of a freaking semi-truck and run up the top of it as it's falling off a cliff and jump up and land in a car that's drifting around the cliff bank is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
like, it's just awesome.
Your reaction.
Just how you dream it up.
Is
the movie.
In the movie that, yeah, in this Hobbs one or whatever.
Hobbs and Shaw, yeah.
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw. I had that reaction to one
like,
of the scenes where I'm just like, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah. I love
but
it.
It's so,
but it makes you giddy. You laugh with giddy joy.
so
just
for sure.
It's fun.
For
yeah.
sure.
It's fun. Yeah.
Excellent. On that note, let's take a quick commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Here's a little bit of old school for you that goes a little something like this. I always tried to be the flyest kid on the block, the popular one with the riding stock. So that's when I had this bright idea.
For all the party of the month,
now the party of the year. All the fine girls couldn't turn it down. Now all I gotta do is get my parents out. Should I send them to a movie?
Send them to a show.
Let me think. It's gotta be long though. I said, Mom, Dad, yo, why you sitting home? It's a Friday night. Have you seen Aunt Jo? And don't worry about staying out too long. Don't fuss over me. I'll be fine alone.
have a good time. The doorbell rings because the party's here. I'm cranking up the stereo like it's New Year's. Walking around the house like, who's the man? Ain't nobody do it like Aaron can. First on the floor, you know that's me. Busting at the moves like it's MTV. I guess somewhere along I lost my head. Then I jumped on the table, this is what I said.
Somebody did.
Then walked in, the girl I'm crushing, and the kid spilled juice on my mom's new cushion. I turned around, another kid broke a lamp.
I hope they're more expensive.
They got the new friends. For now, I won't sweat it. I'm quitting up later. There's a honey over there, and I really wanna meet it.
Yeah, so anyway, we were talking, you just heard Aaron Carter. You're welcome. I'm sorry I subjected everyone to that.
No, he's not.
I don't even know. Like, until I hear it on Monday, I don't know what you played.
It's the worst. It's the worst. It's like a 13-year-old trying to rap, and it's the 13-year-old like it, and it's horrible.
Not that none of them can.
Oh, no. It's but just he Aaron Carter can. Tried. It was his one-hit wonder. Anyway, so you're welcome for that. But anyway, we were just talking in the break why I played Wishing Well from last time, because I randomly heard it. And BJ is like, dude, you should make viral videos of, like, singing songs and walking down the street or whatever. And that made me think, I was like, what I want to do while I'm listening to my music and stuff, once, you know, I hit the end of my podcast or whatever. Anyway, when I'm listening to music, I just want to freaking start singing while I'm walking down the street, like, deliver mail.
Right.
And be like, that's the singing mailman. that could be me.
I'm surprised you don't do that already.
Right. I mean, I do, but I don't. Do it on purpose.
Gotcha.
All the time. But it's like, I could just boogie down the street and like start singing songs and just literally be known as maybe when I get my own route and I'm like, I'm going to be here
and
for a minute.
And then get somebody else to video.
It's like, I'm going to be here for a minute and you guys are going to know me as this is my shtick and you're going to like it or you're going to hate it.
Maybe that will, expedite your permanent route because it's like, we want the male singing mailman.
We want the singing guy.
Where's the singing guy?
But anyway,
and they're like saying,
"Oh, you weren't done."
I was gonna say that they're saying to like their other mail carriers. Well, the other guy sings and dances.
Right? Yeah.
Sorry, lady.
Have you seen that guy on the internet? He sings.
He's
and awesome.
Not the singing mailman.
Right. But you could be.
I'm gonna read you a poem.
Just start singing. Yeah, I think about that all the time. But then I get embarrassed. But then I'm like, I don't get embarrassed about anything. Like, I'm literally like singing. So I'm like driving up in like a trailer park, like literally box after box after box. And I'm just like singing along to whatever. And then I like look out and I'm like, oh, there's somebody right there. Hey, how's it going? I'm just going to keep on moving. Like, because whatever. You got to do what you got to do.
So what you watching?
Hey,
what you watching, everybody?
We got
the Shudder app. We got a 30-day free trial of Shudder. S-H-U-D-D-E-R. Shudder.
Is that like a...
It's like a horror streaming app.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We got a 30-day free trial from the Comic-Con, and we just activated it. And there's a lot of good stuff on there, like a lot of classic horror movies. But what's fun is that it's like live TV, sort of. They have channels where it's like, this is one of the channels is like Slashix. So it's like the Slasher Classics, and that's the Slashix channel. And then there's like Foreign or whatever. And so what's fun when we're like, what do you want to watch? I don't know. What do you want to watch? Lately, we've just been going like click, and we put it on one of the channels, and that's what we're
whatever's
watching.
On as we
watch. And fun. It's nothing but stupid ass horror movies, and they're fantastic.
Awesome.
Like the B-est movie way of
so
all time.
So, how much is it a month if you decide to keep
I
it?
I don't know. I think it's pretty
39.
Cheap. It's like $3.99, $4.99, something like that. But we got it because they're coming out with a show, Creep Show, which is based on Stephen King stuff.
Oh.
And it looks like it's going to be good. All and right. So
the movie Creep Show was big,
yeah, exactly.
Big back in the day.
And so the TV show looks like it's actually going to be good, and it's exclusive to them. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Awesome.
But yeah, we've been watching a lot of shitty ass horror movies in the best of ways. I mean, that is a compliment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So did you watch Glow?
Oh, no.
I still haven't.
Not yet.
No? Okay.
It's
all good. I watched it, but
I'll wait until
some more watchers. You watch it, Mikey?
I was just $4.75 a month.
Yeah, it's like $4.
Oh.
So without
almost $5.
Spoilering, I think season two is better than season one. This is on point. Less good, just as good. Season one-ish, season two good. What do you think? Glow.
I thought season two was – I thought they were both really good.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought season two –
Yeah, I thought season one was good, and then I thought season two was great.
Which episode, which season is it where they have their big kind of like tete-a-tete in the hospital room?
That's season two.
Because that's really super
what,
well
that's
done.
That's when I was like, this is Emmy Award winning.
Yeah, right. I was like, right. I was just really, was really impressed with
that.
That
was season two.
Yeah. So
it is season three as like just as good or does it?
I did. I watched the whole thing. They're half an hour,
yeah.
So it's like
I watched the first one.
It's a quick one. And so I should let you guys watch it.
Okay,
you know, I'll let you watch it. And
I'm sure I'm gonna love it. I love
that
show.
We'll talk about it. So yeah. There's a lot of people that I really
Taco
like
about
there.
It.
Like
Gina Allison Brie. I love her. Gina Davis is a trip.
I was like, wow.
Oh, she's in it. I know she's in the season.
Yeah, she's in the season. And it's weird. She's not like anything. I've never really seen her like this before.
Nice.
Which is kind of cool.
I dig it.
Yeah. It's
cool. Can't wait. I really can't wait. Yeah, we've just been watching other stuff.
Right.
Because that's what you do. Yeah.
There's so much good stuff coming out right now. It's like
all
it's
the
crazy.
Above. Yeah.
They watched a classic movie on HBO that I was looking through HBO. Watch the second edition of Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
I like it. It's fun,
isn't it?
Like I like just like that's what I was making a joke about. Like, are you sure it was Hunter Henry? Because who knows what they look like?
Oh right.
Yeah. So I've been following Clemson because I used to live in South Carolina, so I've always like kind of cheer for the South Carolina teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Hunter Renfro. Is that right?
Hunter Renfro is the left fielder, right fielder for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah.
But it's the same name, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What is it then? Yeah.
Is it?
Hunter.
The Raiders have a player named Hunter Renfro?
And he played at Clemson. Yes.
Okay.
I have not watched the second episode.
Me neither.
Oh, okay.
The first episode I watched, and I don't know.
the first episode. Oh, you did. I love the like the horses. I love
no,
the...
I love that. I loved the very intro to this season was John Gruden like, we're men and we gotta not be pussies out there and we gotta fucking go back to being men and men rah. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, John Gruden. Jesus Christ.
He amps that up a little bit in the second episode.
Yeah, and it's because there's fucking cameras there. And like, I know that that's what like especially John Gruden.
I don't know.
I know that.
Yeah. I don't know. But
right.
But my instincts.
I don't know
my instincts are with
cameras.
Jared. Yeah, my instincts are with Jared.
Some of it probably.
People that, like, know that there's cameras there.
Yeah.
And they're like,
sure.
I'm gonna be a little bit more for the cameras.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sure he's like that anyway. But like the fact that he's like, I want to go back to the way that we play football and like. Oh, are those dickwads going to show up and tell me I can't do this shit? Is that illegal still? Is that what
right.
the fuck? I'm like, dude, they made it illegal because people were literally dying, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that type of the thing. I guess it's just John Gruden.
That's
when
John
he's
Gruden.
when he's on screen, I am turned off of the show. But when it's the players, like
the rookie
safety
charming.
Kid, I'm like, some dude.
I can see him
Abrams,
like very quickly getting on my nerves. But
yeah,
I love him.
Yeah, he was definitely he'd push all your buttons.
Oh yeah.
And they're like practicing in shorts, and he's like tackling people, and they're like, "What the fuck
what
are you doing?"
Doing?
He's like, "I can't turn it off."
Can't
he's like the water boy.
Right.
I can't turn it off, coach.
I need you. Slow it down, man.
Anyway,
episode two is good.
Yeah. But on HBO, in my list was I was like, oh, these movies had been in my list for a long time.
Yeah,
Taps, which
like old school movie Taps.
Yeah, 80s.
Taps.
Oh, dude, there's so many. It's a powerhouse of acting talent in this movie.
Yeah, right.
It's ridiculous. Timothy Hutton, when he was the shit back in the day, he was the young actor for a little while. But he's the main guy, young Sean Penn in it.
That's weird because there's another Timothy that's the young actor right now.
Timothy who?
Chalamet.
I don't know who that is.
Call Me By Your Name.
Black guy?
No, little white kid.
Who's not, Armie Hammer?
Right, exactly. He's not Armie Hammer.
But I didn't see him.
And he's going to be in
That's all of us.
Dune, I think. He's going to be in Dune, which I'm super looking forward to.
Interesting.
Yes.
But Taps is so good. It's so good. And I remember watching this as a kid and completely, like, becoming, like, one of the cadets. Like,
oh,
that,
really?
Yeah, that's you just associate.
Feels like it puts you right into it.
Yeah, like, and you're, like, and that's who you're cheering for and you're all about
that's
it.
Cool.
And it's really funny to think about now that, like, because they have these scenes with the townies and the townies are kind of, like, harassing them and everything. Not like I'm, like, the townies are dicks, you know, in the movie. But
townies are always dicks in movies.
That's
why they call them townies.
But man, it's so good.
Are they from Boston?
Yeah.
Sean Penn. On young Giancarlo.
You like apples?
Young Giancarlo Esposito. So young.
Young.
And like I totally like.
I bet he's handsome too.
He's cute. He's young. He's super young. And Tom Cruise is young.
I have not seen that movie in a minute.
And Sean Penn is young. And Sean Penn and Tom Cruise are like butting heads the whole time. And I want to see there's like one other real big actor in there, but,
Probably is.
George C. Scott plays Patton as the head of the school, that they want to close down. And, And man,
so it's good. Holds up.
It is. It's really good. And I remember like. It really took me back to that time as a kid, probably 12, 13 or so, and being really like impressed with the military synchronized moves, shoot, with the rifle and everything, and then click.
Like the opening scene of A Few Good Men for me.
Which if that came out now, we'd be like, this goes on a little too long.
Yes.
Right.
But because you have nostalgia for A Few Good Men, I'm like, I love this scene.
So good. It has literally nothing to do with anything other than looking
at
this cool shit.
You know, which made me think, like, watching Taps made me think that, like, Aaron Sorkin watched Taps like back in the day. Like there's like certain things I'm like, oh, there's like some. It reminded me of the script to A Few Good Men.
Yeah,
everyone acts well in that movie, but Jack Nicholson has my favorite delivery because there's so much subtext to a lot of what he says, and the clearest. Not sound like you said what you're saying,
right?
But the clearest one, and when he talks about like who's gonna man the wall, he's like, who's gonna do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg. It's like you might as well just said you fucking Jew because that's exactly what the subtext is.
Yeah,
and I'm like, ah, you're such a dick.
Yep.
And I love it.
Oh, me too. God, just just you unfolds in front of you.
You
so
need
good.
Me on that wall.
God, it's so good.
Aaron Sorkin at his best.
Tom Cruise is a damn good actor. And he always was.
I've only seen one movie that he was in that I was like, this movie sucks.
Legend.
The Mummy.
Oh, you shut your mouth about Legend.
Interview with a Vampire.
I have fond memories of that. I saw it when I was like,
I'm
going
to have to agree with
you. I was about to say,
it's
have
not
you
a good
seen
movie.
It recently? It does not, not hold up.
I'm certain it doesn't.
I'm going to have to agree with Mikey on this one.
But recently, I watched The Mummy.
Yeah.
And
the new one.
Woof.
No wonder that really came and went.
Well, they can't. It was supposed to be the start of the monster cinematic universe or whatever.
It was.
Not the start of, but the continuation of.
It's pretty bad.
For who? For what?
They were going to make the Universal Monster movies.
Oh, like, really?
King Kong,
like, they were
Dracula.
Like, it was going to
really?
Be all connected. Yeah. And then this movie tanked and sucked so bad.
They pulled the plug on everything?
Yeah.
Which, I'd love to see a King Kong and a.
It wasn't without. It's like.
He's going to be in the next Godzilla movie.
There's parts of it that I like. Like, Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was actually pretty damn good in the movie.
That's cool.
The movie was garbage.
Right.
But he was pretty good.
Oh, man.
Speaking of garbage,
yes,
I watched The Lion King 2019.
Oh, man.
And there are so many things I could say about this movie, but that would require me giving some effort. And because the movie didn't give any effort, I feel like I shouldn't either. And that's like watching it, and Lindsay's not as critical as I am about these kind of things.
Right.
And she said it before I did. She goes, it just feels like everything is like a less amazing version of what it was in the original.
Now, is what I was like saying about it true, where if you plugged your ears, it'd be pretty to watch, and then if you closed your eyes and listened, it'd sound real good?
Mostly.
But then both of them together is hot garbage.
Because
you want them to smile.
I hate picking on kids, but the kid who plays young Simba is trash. Yeah, like, this kid is not good. Like, just stop acting now, please.
Is he a Smith?
Spare us.
Well, see, he might be a good actor. But maybe he's not a good voice actor because he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah,
I heard him on Fresh Air or something like that.
Not good.
Yeah,
not good at all. I didn't. And
did he sing it well? I bet
he sang okay.
Yeah,
he sang okay.
Yeah,
he sang okay. The girl, the young girl who played Nala, was better.
They had both of them on there on the show together.
Better. Donald Glover is Donald Glover, which means he can sing.
Fantastic. Beyonce's Beyonce.
Right. So instead of the king I see inside, it's the king I see inside. Oh. Like, shut the fuck up. We know you're Beyonce. Like,
I can do this not, all day.
Not do that in the fucking Lion King. Like, what is this shit? And while we're on that topic, Can You Feel the Love Tonight has to at some point be at fucking nighttime. It is 2 p.m. the entire time.
It's literally in the title, guys.
It's in the title of the song. Like, and I was like, I got to go back and check the original, because I know the original starts in the day, but I'm pretty sure it gets darker.
Yeah, that's when
and
it's
it does,
like sexy Nala,
point.
And
like,
that's when
the
they get
done. Into night, and they don't even fucking do, like.
Yeah. It's when they make sexy Nala, and you're like, am I turned on by that cartoon lion? Maybe a little bit.
But the most egregious offense, the most egregious offense that I cannot forgive is they butcher Be Prepared.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite.
I've heard it's not even in the movie, and it's like a monologue.
Butchered it. I think I put this gif in the chat, and it's like from The Godfather. Look at how they massacred my boy. Like, that's how I felt about watching that. I'm like, it's such a good song. And
he like
just
monologues the first verse, and then
out.
It's the end, right?
So terrible.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't remember that one, but I only saw the movie once.
The Jeremy Irons. It's one of the best Disney songs.
He's so good. So good.
You need to watch Lion King.
But everything is
proper. The proper one.
Yeah.
It's they shy away from a lot of it because it's like, well, we're doing this realism thing, so it has to look real and sound real and be real. And it's like, but it's talking animals. Like, just fucking go for it.
Make them smile.
Like, just go for it. Like the cloud scene with Mufasa, it's like you can only like kind of barely make out that it's a lion. I'm like, just make it clear. Like, they're talking fucking lions. Like, it doesn't have to look real in the clouds. Just make it a fucking lion. What are you doing?
It makes me so happy. Angry Rich makes me happy.
It was ridiculous. Oh,
it's
man.
So good. God, it's so good.
That's said,
how was Seth Rogen and what's his name?
I forget his name. God, which I feel bad because
why can't you remember his name?
Because they're
Timothy.
Eric Andre?
Nope.
No, that's the other guy.
God dang it. What's his name?
Is it Michael? Billy is Michael Pena?
No.
No, it's not. I wish.
Anyway, great. Were they good? I heard they were fantastic.
They were good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say fantastic.
Well, he can't sing.
I would say, well, people say fantastic because they're far and above the best part of the movie.
Right.
Like, they're back
Billy...
and forth. Their energy.
God,
it's Billy something. It's definitely Billy something.
Yeah, it's your look job, dude.
Look it up.
I was like, are you going to Google this ever?
But yeah, they have they have some great jokes and some great moments. One of
just
which
enjoying the podcast, y'all.
One of which kind of rubs me the wrong way because I think I know I've talked about this more than once on this podcast. Not recently, but it's been a while. When a movie has to rely on another movie to be funny.
Right.
So there's at least one joke where they like reference the first movie. It's like, ah, this is funny because we're not doing it the same way we did it in the first movie. It's what is it? Oh, when Pumbaa goes, and I get downhearted whenever I and Pumbaa, not in front of the kids. And he goes, whenever I farted, aren't you gonna stop me? And that's the joke. And I'm like, okay, that's funny, but it's only funny because I've seen the other movie. And that's doesn't sit right with me. I don't like it. I don't like it.
What do they sing instead of I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts?
They just skip that part entirely.
He doesn't sing anything?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't do that.
Billy.
They skip right over that.
Eichner.
That's his name.
I've heard of Billy Eichner.
Yeah, they skip that completely.
Yeah.
So they can give Nala a song, an escape scene.
An epic song.
Which is oversold.
Right. Is the death of Mufasa at all emotional?
I was hoping that you would mention this.
Because
without me having to
you
mention
sent
it.
Me the side-by-side
mm-hmm.
when the movie hadn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like the tweet just said, like, this is embarrassing or something.
This is my actual reaction in the theater. I laughed.
God.
It looked so ridiculous and bad. And not even like the Simba Zoom part, but like him actual falling.
Right.
It just looks so stupid.
Well, and
that I had to laugh at it.
Some kids in the audience like, what's wrong with him?
Right. Well, there's definitely children in there who's like, who've probably never seen the original.
Right.
And this is so sad. I'm like, this is stupid.
The original has Jeremy Irons like, claw, like give his claws long living. And then he throws him.
Yeah.
And in this, he just like swats him a little bit. And it's like he's falling to his death.
And the delivery, like, I love. I forget the actor's name now. I can't think off the top of my head. Love him generally, but the delivery for Long Live the King was just like, Long Live the King! And it's just not as good. Like,
Jeremy
if
Irons.
The other movie didn't exist, it would probably be fine.
Right.
But the other movie does exist, and I never have to watch this one
and
again.
It's better.
It just is.
Cartoons
so
are better.
It's,
objectively better.
It's Charlie and Chuck.
Across every part.
That's different.
And I knew it immediately. I knew it immediately when the movie started. You know why? Because when it goes, you know how in the original movie, like, it goes from black to orange. And whoa! Like it stops
it
you for a second.
It kicks you in it.
The most under-fucking-whelming sunrise I've ever seen. And I've seen amazing real sunrises. Like, real sunrises look better than this. Just make it look amazing.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say
so
something
frustrating.
About that same thing, too. Where it's like, you know what made the opening in the first movie good? Is the fact that the sun was like a gigantic, super mega,
an
super sun.
Amazing looking.
That in real life would have like burnt everyone to smithereens.
Right, yeah.
It's like you're standing on the surface of Mercury watching the sunrise.
Absolutely.
That's what made the opening of the first Lion King look so good.
Yep.
And if they did that, it'd be like, there's no way the sun would be that close, and so we can't do that.
But you could make the colors more exciting or something.
Yeah.
Like it's just meh.
Or like zoom in on the sun first and then pull out and make it look like a sunrise. Anyway.
Anything. That said, all of my gripes aside, which are great and many.
I like
it.
Go see it.
Yeah, go check it out. No, the it looks great.
Yeah.
Like, it looks great.
Right.
Like, the little subtle movements of the animals, like ear twitches and fur movement and all that stuff, looks absolutely fantastic. And I don't know a lot about the like the behind the scenes of the making of, but I'm really curious to know how much of like the scenery was filmed versus how much was actually built digitally.
Right.
Because if it was all digitally, then fucking bravo, because... Yeah. There are parts
win all the Oscars for.
There are parts where it's indistinguishable from reality, and specifically for me, is there's a scene where like Simba's walking through the desert. By the way, like, and this is not a gripe for this specific movie, but for The Lion King in general, it's like, how big is the Sahara? Like a mile long?
Right.
Like he should be dead before he gets through that.
He gets pretty far.
He gets real far.
A slow motion run. Yeah.
But there's a part where he's like walking on the top of like the crest of a dune, and like the wind is blowing the sand like perfectly into the air, and I'm like, all right, if this is animated, then wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And if it's real, still wow, because that's right a great on. Shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's a feat. Like yeah. That's the best, like it's a feat.
Right.
It's cool that it's there and that bravo that you can do that, but maybe just make a different movie.
It reminds me of my ex-girlfriend was really into metal. Like the whoa.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, but it's so technical, it's hard to do. And I'm like, I understand that it's hard to do, but that doesn't make it good.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about this movie.
Yeah.
I can understand that what they did was hard to do. Doesn't make the movie good.
Yeah. True.
Or make you like it.
True no. story. That makes me happy.
So I saw Aquaman.
Rant. Oh yeah, because it's on HBO now.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was okay.
Right.
It was like okay. It wasn't yeah. terrible.
It's fun.
Yeah. And not amazing. You
know, yeah. I liked Jason Momoa for the most part. Yeah. Like at first when I saw the previews, I'm like, it's so like. Woo.
Did you see? You saw Justice League?
Yeah, maybe. I
it was
did.
Definitely toned down.
Yeah,
like the bro-y part
yeah,
of it. Is,
right.
The bro-y part of him is toned down
right.
in this movie,
which I definitely appreciate.
Yeah,
definitely. And
bro,
and some of the visuals were really cool. The little underwater action is once you get used to it, it's because it looks weird, like mm-hmm. you know, and you could and I could really see like
yeah, totally.
The actor's face, and then. You almost like the line of where they're bringing in everything else around yeah. it. But once you kind of let yourself go of that, mm-hmm. it's fun. It's fun. It's good. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun watch.
I love it.
Way and more
that,
fun
that,
than
that would
Justice
make me think,
League,
yeah,
sure.
when you're talking about a sunrise, I'm like, they made some really gorgeous ones in Aquaman and,
yeah.
and like some really cool stuff. So.
Yeah.
That's because Disney sucks.
Nah, this is just fucking cash grab the movie. That's what it was. Well, I don't want to. I could keep going on. I could talk about fucking Lion King for an hour. That's
right
how.
On.
That's how wrong way this movie rubbed me.
That's me giving no effort because they didn't give any effort.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
but,
right. I toned it down for you guys.
But to be totally, I guess
diplomatic.
Well, if you had never seen Lion King 1994 cartoon masterpiece, would it be good?
Better?
Good. Would it be good? Like having, like you could, if you can try and view it objectively like that, not knowing the source material, would you have gone, this is good?
I'd probably feel that it was fine.
Okay.
I don't know how I'd say it was good, mostly because it's hard to get past
right.
the
not smiling.
More than anything
no
else,
emotions.
Yeah. There's no emoting.
Right.
It's just not.
0%.
And there are parts where it's very obvious, like specifically with, and Lindsay pointed this out, because again, this is more critical than I've ever heard her be about any other movie. When it comes to Mufasa's lines, they pretty much avoided watching him, like watching his mouth move whenever possible. So for like most of, like you see, you have like close-ups on him talking.
Like, but it's like his back,
very few
everything
times.
The light
or they're
touches.
Running or somewhere.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't really see the mouth moving in a lot of what he says. And a lot of the vocal performances were just really underwhelming
huh.
in general. Timon and Pumbaa and John Oliver Isazu.
Oh, yeah.
he was
probably basically exactly the same as...
He was John
Atkinson's.
Oliver.
Right. Right.
He was very much the same. But a lot of them just felt like, we're just going to give you 10% energy.
Right.
Why try?
Right.
I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's only one of the remakes of the biggest movies ever made.
I just didn't know Phil Marlowe was in the movie. He plays an Imbala.
There you
apparently.
Go.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah. Me too.
He does good voice work.
There were interesting choices about when they wanted
he does
other animals to be a part of the chorus too.
Yeah.
For songs. That weren't.
Were there lions jumping on giraffes' heads?
No,
of course not.
Because that would be fun. Why would we have fun in our movie, Jared?
Oh,
I will say this. I'm sorry. I have one really positive thing to say about this movie. The ending scene where Simba fights Scar on
yeah.
the burning Pride Rock looked fantastic.
Did they? Was it shot for shot
and
where
the
he
fight
like kicks
fantastic.
The coals in his eyes and all that stuff?
The shots were different, but the beats were the same.
Yeah.
Dope.
Do the hyenas eat Scar at the end?
Yes, they do.
Word.
Yeah, he gets eaten. They did not shy away from that. Although,
dope.
They did make Scar, like, try and get in Simba's mom's pants a little bit harder in this movie.
Well, that's
like it was less about trying to, it was less about trying to get them to hunt and more about him trying to get her to be his queen.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Was it still somewhat emotional at the end when the rain's coming down and he's climbing by rock and roaring, like even though
less so, but yes,
even though there's not as much emotion throughout the movie because he's not showing sad faces and happy faces, I would still imagine as the music's swelling and he's going up the thing and then rah, like that's got to be still pretty.
It happens
pretty
a lot
badass.
Faster.
Okay,
so it's not the beats aren't quite the same, but it's still it still lands at that point.
But the cartoon's better.
No, way better.
Yeah, good
times. Infinitely better.
I kind of want to watch the cartoon right now.
So you can
now.
Experience what I've experienced.
I want to go put my Blu-ray on and cry when JTT's like, Dad! Dad, wake up!
Yeah.
Dad, and he tugs on his ear and you're like, God damn it, JTT with your prepubescent voice.
Yep.
God, that little crack he gets in that, Dad, it's like, good God, JTT, you're money right now.
Didn't buy it with a new one.
Yeah.
Didn't buy it. Didn't buy it.
I wonder whatever happened to him.
He disappeared. He retired from acting after Home Improvement.
For a moment, I was like, literally, like,
went to college.
Did he die?
And nope.
Like,
no.
For a moment, I was like,
he just quit and went to college and was like, I'm done. He would like,
he's fixing cars somewhere.
He didn't want to be a teen idol anymore and didn't like the attention.
Smart.
And bounced.
Probably.
Yeah, cool. He went down the right way, as opposed to the drugs and self destruction way.
Corey Feldman way.
Yeah. Well, Corey Feldman's back, ish. But all those other, Corey Haim and all those guys, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I wonder what happened to those kids, though, like for realsies.
Right. Right. What was happening to them, you mean? Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
I bet it's not pretty.
I'm sure it's not pretty at
Bob's
all. Ooh. Not. Oh, we don't have time to get into that.
What?
Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Epstein's mom.
Let's just can of worms that.
I know. After the end of last week's episode that we got like into real talk.
Yeah.
But just real quick. Like,
David, we're here for another hour.
Like,
I'm cool. I'm
well, just I don't want to get into the thickness of it. But suicide or hit?
A little B.
I think no A, all B.
You think it's all hit?
Yes.
I think so, too.
If he committed suicide, he was helped to do so.
Because I heard I don't want to get into it. But I heard he wasn't on suicide watch like everyone keeps saying that he was.
He was, and then he wasn't.
Right.
But why wouldn't he be?
That's like, good. That's an excellent question.
But also, all these guys, all the like rich guys that get accused and busted of like sex trafficking, all kill themselves. It's
weird.
Literally what they all do.
Well, you know,
weird.
Because they don't want to go to jail and get raped and do all the stuff that happens there, and they lose everything they have, so they kill themselves. It's what happens.
If they don't get convicted in court, then their family gets a big hunk of their estate. Just like, remember the
Aaron
Patriots?
Is,
yeah. And so I think there's a lot of that happens.
Where he wants his money and stuff to go on. But it is kind of weird but he's got secrets on literally everyone, but everyone's like, the Clintons did it. And I'm like, well, he has secrets on everybody.
Yeah.
He was like, come on my plane, everyone.
Yeah.
Come on my plane, everyone. Democrats, Republicans, actors, celebrities, politicians, you name it. They were like hanging out with this rich dude who was sex trafficking.
The thing that made
I don't buy into the... I don't buy it.
I don't think nobody.
I don't think it's a hit.
Well, maybe the most furious about it was like, well, the Clintons did it. So if you implicated Bill Clinton, you want Bill Clinton? Like, yes. If Bill Clinton did something, yes, go down. Absolutely. Burn in flames.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to defend, quote unquote, my guy the way you're going to defend your guy.
Yeah.
Like, if he committed that crime, he should fucking go to jail for it.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to make excuses for that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Did I like him as president? Yes. Did he do some shady things?
Yes.
Yes.
They all do.
They all do. But, like, yeah. If he committed some heinous crime, then he should go to jail.
Right.
Yes.
Like, that's how it works.
Duh. Supposedly.
Right. I don't know. I just don't think it was a hit, like everyone thinks.
I think it could have been.
You don't think it was?
I don't. I just don't.
You think he just committed suicide?
I think he didn't want to have anything more to do with any of it. And he's like, you know what? You got me. I'm out.
So I
think that's what happened.
When I say it was either somebody killed him or he was helped to commit suicide, I mean, being taken off suicide watch when you just try to commit suicide the week before,
right?
A little weird.
Yeah, very,
a little weird.
Very much
right
so.
Well,
a little weird.
And
I can see
that,
like, somebody paying the guard to be like, you're not gonna watch him for an hour,
right?
Like, I can see,
or you're going
that
to watch him kill himself and not fucking talk about it,
right? Any of that kind of stuff, maybe. But like, I just don't think that. I just think he killed himself.
Because when you're on, and I this is totally tertiary knowledge from like my cousin's husband who's in corrections. But when they put and at a shitty prison in Long Beach, when they put people on suicide watch, like, and this is, there's varying ways to do this. So either the prison he was in was a piece of crap and he was able to commit suicide anyway, mm-hmm. which by itself is suspicious to me.
Yep.
They'll put in a room with lights on 24 hours a day with cameras on. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they don't have a person there, but they're watching them watching them the entire time. And others, it's like you have clothes that are not easily rippable and a mattress that is not rippable. So you just don't really have the means to kill yourself. And these are things that seem just not that hard to do.
You don't have your shoelaces anymore, belts.
Right. Nothing that you could use to conceivably choke on or any of that. So if that stuff is available, why not use it in this incredibly high-profile person's case?
Right. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's my question. Did they actively kill him? Maybe not.
Well, and then, like, he has his whole...
Did they make it easy for him to do?
He has his whole compound, and where is it? Is it New Mexico, or where is this?
He had, like, a private island in... I thought it was in New Mexico. Off of St. Thomas.
Anyway. But, like...
He has, like, six private homes.
But, like, they're like, we're going to go in, and we're going to find the files, and da-da-da-da-da, and we're going to find all this stuff.
And certainly nothing will happen to them before you get there.
Well, exactly. All those files are gone already. Yeah. Like, it's burned to smithereens already.
Yeah.
So, like, that kind of conspiracy stuff where it's like, I'm sure the files are toast. And, like, you're not going to find jack squat. No. The building's going to be burned to the ground or whatever. I can see that happening. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it was a hit like everyone thinks. Like, maybe, like, somebody got told to look the other way and, mm-hmm. like, that's quote-unquote just as bad. But it's not really just as bad
I'm
as,
not,
like,
and so I made
as
this
a flat-out hit on somebody.
This like, point is just for Tony because I made this point on BJ's comment. It's like, I'm open to any possibility.
Right.
Because we just don't know.
It's true.
And we'll never know. Right. I didn't see it. Did you see a corpse?
Nope.
Has anyone seen a
body? Oh, when somebody's like, was that even him on the gurney?
Yeah, they're like, was that even him? I was like, well, I don't know. Right. I don't know. Probably. He probably was. He's probably dead.
Right.
I'm fairly certain that he is.
Just like we killed Osama bin Laden and threw him in the ocean.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain of that too.
Did we?
But I don't know.
Did we throw his video body in the ocean?
Personally, I don't know. And if there was a video,
we
photos,
threw his body in the ocean on the way back.
Easily faked.
Why?
You know, we don't know.
Why'd you throw his body overboard? Because.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Like, I'm reluctant to be 100% certain about
Hitler didn't get killed in the bunker. You know, that's what they say. He lived on in Brazil for a long time.
No, they're on the moon. They built a secret base.
No, they do live in Brazil.
Iron
That's where Sky. The Nazis are.
Boys from Brazil, baby.
Yeah, they are.
I need to see that movie.
Magneto actually killed all those guys.
Is it? Good times. Anything else that we watched? I know that we didn't watch that, but we watched that on the news. That's why I kind of.
I have started watching Veep.
Oh, from the beginning.
Which I haven't watched before.
Mm-hmm. Veep is fucking great.
Veep is so good.
It's great. Because,
like, especially in like the second episode, that's something that spoke specifically to me. Where he's like talking about like the camera the guy's using. He's like, oh, are you using a 1D? He's like, no, it's a 5D. He's like, oh, well, I have a 1D. He goes, oh, well, you know, are you shooting like sports or like somewhere you need like a high frame rate for? And he's like, well, no. It's like, okay, well, then I don't really need that camera to shoot this. I'm like, I have had this conversation with a real person.
That's funny.
Like, it's insane that they got this that exact accurate.
I've heard that show is one of the best shows of all
time.
It
is so funny.
It's so funny. It's so like biting
and
hard hitting.
For every bit, for every joke that's like in your face, this is a joke. There are like 10 that are like, this is a little side thing that you're gonna think about for a second. And you're like, oh, that's funny.
You'll get on the second or third watch. Yeah. Like any great comedy.
Yeah. Great show.
That'll happen.
Well, yeah, I've seen a couple episodes of that. Yeah. Just a couple.
Yeah,
Anna Chumsky is charming.
Yeah,
super charming. So attractive.
Yeah, she's not quote unquote my girl anymore, guys. She's literally a really good comedic actress.
Yeah,
get over it.
Yeah, are people still like
her name's Anna Chumsky, by the way.
Chumsky? Oh, Chumsky.
It's just Chumsky. Yeah, not Ch.
Ch.
Yeah, just Chumsky.
Are people still like, she's my girl?
Yes, because people are stupid. But I mean, when you're like in an iconic movie like that, and you're not really seen for a while, then I guess it kind of makes sense. But
no, she's fantastic.
But like Daniel Radcliffe is who? Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Danny.
No, he's the farting
Harry
corpse.
Potter forever.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Sorry, man. That's the most iconic fucking thing I've seen in here.
That movie is so good. Did we talk about that movie on here? Yeah.
I don't think so. Did
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we did.
Because I know I watched it.
Yeah, we, yeah, we
I have
did.
Not
yeah,
watched
we talked
it.
About so sorry.
Because I watched it and I was like, what the
yeah,
fuck is this movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right, good. I need to watch this movie.
You
watch
do.
It's fucking weird.
And if you watch it and you can tell me what happens at the end of the movie, I will be very happy if you could tell me.
Yeah,
I could tell you. Ariel goes into the ocean and then she
turns into sea foam.
Storm comes yeah. And then,
nice.
And then, you know, blue horizons. Boom.
She's
yeah. There it is.
Yeah. So this isn't something that I've watched, but I've been trying to find for a while, and I think I mean you can find it on like Amazon and stuff, but I haven't been able to find it streaming, and because I don't think it is. But did you ever watch Sports Night, Aaron Sorkin TV show? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
About with Peter Krause and God, that show's so good.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I remember watching that show years and years and years ago when Netflix was like first out as like streaming
it was
service.
On, and it was on Netflix?
And it was on Netflix. When it first started as a streaming service, it was on Netflix. Because I remember watching it on my phone in the break room, the little closet break room at SeaWorld. Huh. Like the one at 4D Theater. You know that little tiny closet break room we had?
Yeah. I don't remember that one, but...
Yeah, I would watch Sports Night on my phone on Netflix in that room.
Huh.
Because I was like, yes, they have Sports Night. That, I love that show. And I, like you can buy the disc set on Amazon or something. Uh-huh. I was like, I don't really want to buy it, but I do. But anyway, it's just like I've been talking to Aaron Sorkin and all this stuff, and like it's basically his first thing. God, it's so good, and it just bums me out that it didn't do better than it should have done.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, like, added the laugh track, and then they
that happens to him.
Hmm?
Or that's at least, that's, like, one of two things I can think of.
Well,
where...
yeah, Studio 60 is another one that I was way into.
Love that
way
show.
Into, and then it got one
show.
Season. Yeah. At least they sort of ended it.
Yeah.
Because they knew they were getting canned, but they were like, well, you already picked us up for... however many 20 episodes but like at episode 13 we're like we're not gonna go on with this, but we're gonna give you the rest of the season.
God, I love that show.
God, it's so good.
Yeah. Me too, love that show.
Yeah,
except the lead woman I didn't buy as a comedic actress. That was the only part of it.
Sarah Paulson
who's a fantastic actress,
right?
But
you didn't see her as the Tina
as
Fey,
a lead comedian
like,
on a
nope,
variety type
I
show.
I never bought
yeah,
that.
I see that. That's what you mean.
But she's still very good.
Yeah,
she's super good.
Well, yeah.
she's got a chance to really shine.
Her name is Sarah. I thought Matthew Paulson. Perry was great in
he
it.
Was great.
Like, anyway.
And Bradley Whitford is great.
Bradley Whitford's great.
He's great in fucking everything.
Great in everything. So what's the only, is like West Wing the only true like successful Aaron Sorkin? Like TV show? TV show.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because West Wing is wildly successful.
Was Newsroom Aaron Sorkin? Was that show
yes.
successful?
Yeah.
Maybe?
It went on for
three
seasons?
Six seasons?
Six seasons?
No, I don't think it's
three
that
seasons?
Long.
No, it wasn't
yeah,
that long.
It's like two seasons.
All I know is it has like the opening scene where it's like everyone's like, this is the best speech in TV history. And it's like Jeff Daniels, like America's not great anymore.
Yeah.
That was a good like promo for the series.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it really
it's
is.
It's not.
Sure, it used to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
God, it's so good. Jeff Daniels is money. Aaron Sorkin is great.
Yeah.
Great
writer. He writes
so good.
He writes.
I saw a play written by him not that well, very long ago.
Ooh, ooh.
It was at
ooh.
La Jolla Playhouse.
Ooh.
It was called Go For It, Jared. You
I
can remember.
I don't know. Damn it. What
it's
is it?
It's called The Farnsworth Invention.
That's not what I thought.
And it's about, I forget the.
He has another play.
I forget
oh,
his
it's,
first.
He
forget
wrote,
his
it's
first
A Few
name.
Good Men. He
wrote, oh, yeah.
It's the play.
Oh,
he
wrote the
men.
Play for that too?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
But Jimmy Simpson was in it. He starred in it as Farnsworth, and it's the guy who, quote-unquote, invented television.
That's
before
awesome.
It was stolen by dickhead Thomas Edison.
That's awesome. Makes me happy.
Really good play.
I love Aaron Sorkin.
Edison was apparently a creep.
We're trailing off the rails here about
let's
what we want to watch and
up.
Stuff. Yeah, but
that's fine.
I do want to watch Sports Night, and that's just on my list of things that I'm probably going to watch before I watch other things that are really good, like Veep.
Glow?
No, I'm going to watch that for sure. Mm-hmm. Totally. I love Glow.
I got to watch The Boys. Because
it oh, yeah, I got to watch
yes.
that,
yes, so I've heard nothing but good things
about
that,
too.
That's
on my list,
too.
I'll watch some of that before the next show, too.
Yeah.
And I'll rap about it.
Watch some Glow and watch some Boys. But before we get...
watch them together.
I'm going to watch some Glowy Boys,
some glow
baby.
Boys.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's hot.
But before we get out of my garage, and before I don't have the drop that I want, we're going to hit this button.
Mikey P. recommends...
Endgame, the television series, not the movie or Marvel-related thing. It's available on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Is it a series? You don't ask questions.
You don't get to ask any questions.
I get you for 3 minutes. anyway, check out Endgame on Amazon. Thank you, Mikey.
Testies.
So the button for that says Mikey P and then R-E-X. Because Rex is like short for recommends or whatever. And so I want to turn it into like a dinosaur
Mikey
theme. Mikey P Rex. Roar. Anyway, I'm going to make a new drop and you guys, maybe not next week, but you'll hear it soon. But all of that being said.
Oh, it's an ad.
Oh, dang
stupid
it.
YouTube. I wanted to play the recorder Jurassic
Park. Oh, yeah.
Wait, here it is.
Oh my goodness. It makes me so happy.
Now, what is that?
It's a recorder.
Yeah, like a
you
little.
You ever played one of those?
Like a little plastic flute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
In school, it's like, here's a musical instrument. You're like, is it though?
And I love when they take that sound bite and put it on like other things. Like, look at, here's your first view of the Millennium Falcon and whatever. And it's like, it's freaking epic. It's like Selena scene. Do you remember Selena scene?
Yes.
You don't know Selena scene? Dude, that's a YouTube wormhole that you would love getting.
It's a lot, yeah.
It's like they take My Heart Will Go On from Titanic.
Right.
And put it on top of
everything.
And so I was like, this song makes everything better. And it's like, you're here. And it's just like the most epic part of a movie. And then they just substitute that song.
All right
in.
On.
It's
cool.
Fantastic. Selena scene. Check it out. But all that being said, thanks out there for listening and putting up with us for an hour and a half this week. And if you haven't, I don't know why you'd be listening to this one, but check out last week's. It was some good shit. There was some good conversation in there. But thanks for listening out there. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.